Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Kim Boudreaux-Smith, who is an advocate for women's voices, a speaking visibility coach, speaker, and number one international best-selling author. Kim teaches women to step further into their bold voices, to strengthen their confidence, to be heard, to be seen all of the time. No more holding back, no more leaving opportunities on the table. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mitchell. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I think I did okay on your bio, but I ad-libbed it a little bit. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, you ad-libbed that? That was outstanding.
So, man, I so enjoyed interacting with you and learning more about you. And I'd love for the audience to hear about you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Women struggling with their voices.
Wow. Yeah. I've been in business for a while. You know, I got a couple gray hairs, and it's one of those things that, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, it's one of those things that in today's world, it is so vital to be you, to show up as the human who you are. Because if you don't show up, no one's going to see you. And there's so many other people to see. And I am so honored to be able to know and meet someone like you who does what they do. And so I'm very curious. Could you tell me more?
Yes, absolutely. So what I do is I help women become more courageous as they step into their voice with one-on-one coaching. I have a curriculum, multiple levels of classes where I support them. And I create a very safe and sacred environment because when women do want to step into their voices, it becomes very fearful, can be very becoming very nerve-wracking for them. So I support them and help them step into that.
And just quickly, if I'm female and I'm stepping into my voice, what does that mean? What do I get out of it?
Well, you're speaking with more authenticity and vulnerability with the courage piece and not worrying about what other people are saying or maybe a backlash or what society says how you should be showing up and speaking. Mm. So we go deeper. We become more connected to ourselves and to our audiences and to our story.
Oh, beautiful. And could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Well, as a youngster, I was told to be seen and not heard. We can begin there, which I know a lot of people can relate to that. I've been on multiple stages. I've spoken multiple times. But more importantly is I've helped a lot of women from my multiple businesses. I've helped a lot of women really step into their confidence over the years. And I've learned so much from them. I teach them so much. And I spread, wait, hold on. My favorite word. I spread the crud dust. I'm borrowing that word.
please do. So in terms of multiple companies, it's been four companies?
I've had four companies. Yes.
And then one of the things that was interesting as we were talking is you had mentioned that you always set goals for your companies and you're one of those people who you want to finish the sentence.
I always achieve those goals. Yes, I do. I always achieve those goals. And I do want to add, one of the goals was an internet radio station. When I launched that, let me tell you something, Mitchell, I had no idea what I was doing. And it became a very successful radio station.
Beautiful. And you sold it.
I did. I sold it. Yep, I did. I sold that a few years ago. Yep, I did. And rebranded. And here I am.
That's beautiful. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
I go about that on social media as well as on my website. But more importantly, I'm going to back up and I'm going to reiterate another answer that I just gave a moment ago is here's how I share this. It's not just about me. I share this with all the women that have crossed my path, whether they've stepped into my curriculums or not. I share them because they've got so much sparkle and dust to be shared.
Yeah, I like that. So if you're listening or you're watching and it's you directly or someone in your community, and it's someone who's a woman whose voice has not come out the way you know it should, you're going to want to reach out and introduce them to Kim Boudreaux Smith. Kim, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
Well, there's two ways. You can go over to my website at Kim, B as in boy, Smith, and just send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Just say, hey, hi, whatever. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can go over and connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Kim Boudreaux Smith on LinkedIn.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And if you're here at this part of the episode, you recognize how important Kim's message is. So click on the like button and share with that friend that you know needs this. And we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Live Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.